Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 1st. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up 2.5 cents, December wheat steady, and November beans up 0.75 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 6 ticks. It's at 94.80. Crude oil is just up about 15 cents a barrel. The metals are lower. The Dow should be about 150 to 200 higher on the opening here. Overnight at midnight, they announced basically a new NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico and the U.S. Really didn't seem to have much impact on the market by the end of the night. I mean, corn was up a little bit, but that was really about it. We have the cold, wet conditions around much of the Midwest causing some harvest delays, potentially causing some problems with the yields maybe getting shaved just a little bit. There was a freeze in Australia, but not so much in the wheat areas, so we don't see it being a big impact for the Chicago markets. There was a little bit of frost in China on some of their soybean crops. Some damage was done, but it's really hard to get really a handle on how bad it was. The northern states in the United States, primarily North Dakota, Minnesota, had some frost. Again, hard to know how much damage is really being done. Crops are a good 10 days ahead of time, so I don't know whether it's going to be much of an impact out here or not. We're still got the hangover from the stocks numbers last week. When you look at the production numbers and the stocks numbers, you know, we're just drowning in grain, basically. It's going to be have to be something really special to kick us out of these doldrums out here. October is the month for the averaging on the prices for the insurance, so there would certainly be a push trying to get the prices up to minimize those insurance payments, but you know, again, with so much grain out here, it looks a little bit tough. We're going to need some more severe weather or problems with Brazil, which we don't see, or a pickup in demand. We did sign an agreement. Iowa and Minnesota signed an agreement with Taiwan to buy some beans. Again, it's a small impact on the market, but something at least a little friendly out here. But when it's all said and done, we still have a lot of grains. Pros will be looking to sell rallies till things really turn around with some type of fundamental change, whether it's weather or increased demand. Something's got to give. If we start closing on new lows anytime this week, it's not going to look pretty on the charts. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.